Marriston, a Burlington developer, has applied to construct just over 20 residential units near Marriston Meadows baseball field. WDD Main Street Inc. has applied for rezoning and a plan of subdivision for a vacant property at 11 Main Street to facilitate 21 single detached units of approximately 0.2 hectares on 23.104 hectares in Marriston. The application is headed to Paslynch Council next week for comment. According to a planning justification support submitted by Weston Consulting on behalf of the applicant, the proposed development will increase the area's housing supply while demonstrating appropriate compact intensified development that is contextually appropriate and respects the servicing limitations of Marriston. The report goes on to say each unit would have approximately 3 bedrooms, 2 parking spaces, individual garages and an approximate frontage of 12 meters at the end of Main Street and 20 meters at the current end of Ox Street. Units will be market-based, although the application says secondary units may be considered at a future stage to assist in improving affordability and providing additional housing options. The proposed development would also require the expansion of Ox Street and a new public one-way road. A traffic impact study said the proposed development is expected to generate a total of 45 new two-way trips during the weekday peak hours, and all study intersections are considered to be operating with acceptable ratios and delays. The overall impact of the development-generated traffic was found to be negligible to the operation of the study area intersections and traffic flow along Highway 6 and Badenoch Street, said the report. The site traffic does not result in any turning movements increasing to critical levels. All critical movements under the future traffic scenarios are a result of the assumed corridor growth rate. An environmental impact study said 3 endangered species, the butternut tree, the little brown bat and the tricolored bat, and 1 threatened species, the eastern meadowlark, were observed on site, and the proposed development will have no impact on significant habitat of the observed species. It also recommended a 10-meter buffer for the significant woodlands on site is sufficient to avoid impacts on the trees and species in the woodland area, and a 15 meters bigger from the wetland on the west side is sufficient to maintain the ecological functions of the wetland. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.